little hesitant about portraits of Jesus at all, and there's, you know, an argument about whether that's breaking the first commandment. You know, don't make any graven images, so don't have pictures of Jesus in your house. The reason I'm not a stickler on that is because Jesus became incarnate, and therefore we know he had a face. God the Father didn't have a face except insofar as he and the Son are one. Jesus had a face. And so even though we don't know what it looked like, I think renderings of it to show various things are okay. And if we're going to do that, they should be real diverse. I think they should be real diverse. Because you lock in on that famous one, I don't know what it's called, with the long hair and kind of the idyllic face and the blue eyes. That's absolutely absurd. But I think there should probably be black portrayals of Jesus and white portrayals of Jesus and Chinese portrayals of Jesus. And everybody knows that they're not accurate. They all know. I mean, there isn't one that's accurate. That's why it's legitimate to do lots of inaccurate ones. Because you just say, we all know that we don't know what he looked like. So what we want to say with our inaccurate Jesus is something true about Jesus. Namely, he's there for everybody.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.